Russian attack, U.S. ships targeted with ballistic missiles. Iran has carried out a ballistic missile attack on air bases housing U.S. forces on Iraq in retaliation for the U.S. killing of General Qasem Soleimani. More than a dozen missiles launched from Iran struck two air bases in Erbil and Al-Asad, west of Baghdad. It is unclear if there has been any casualties. The initial response from Washington has been muted. President Trump tweeted that all was well and said casualty and damage were being assessed. Two Iraqi bases housing U.S. and a coalition of troops were targeted, once in Al-Asad and one in Erbil at about 2 local time on Wednesday. It came just hours after the burial of Soleimani, who controlled Iran proxy forces across the Middle East. Iran Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei said the attack was a slap in the face for the U.S. and called for an end to the U.S. presence in the Middle East. Echoing him, President Hassan Rouhani said Iran's final answer to Soleimani's assassination would be to kill all U.S. forces out of the region. Iraq's Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi said Iran warned him just after midnight local time that an attack was imminent and that only areas where U.S. troops would be targeted. There was no report of Iraqi casualties, he said. Just about the missile strike and Ukrainian airliner crashed in Iran shortly after takeoff, there is no evidence that the two incidents are linked. Several airlines have announced they are avoiding both Iranian and Iraqi airspace amid the rise of tension. This is the end of the escalation. This is the most direct assault by Iran on the U.S. since the seizing of the U.S. embassy in Tehran in 1979. Iran's Revolutionary Guard said attack was in retaliation for the death of Soleimani on Friday, killed in a missile strike outside Baghdad airport on the orders of President Trump, and warned U.S. allies that their bases could also be targeted. Iran's Defense Minister Amir Hatami said Iran's response to any U.S. retaliation would be proportional to the U.S. action. But Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said the attack was self-defense and denied seeking to escalate the situation into war. The BBC's Middle East editor Jeremy Bowen in Bahrain said the tweet appeared to suggest that Iran wishes to draw a line under its retaliation for the assassination of Soleimani and then putting an onus to the U.S. on whether the situation escalates. Given the significance of General Soleimani and the passions that his killing aroused, Iran's military strike against U.S. bases on Iraq was a modest response. The attack was clearly timed to cause as few casualties as possible, both the U.S. and Iran. For all their rhetoric, do not want a wider conflict, so maybe a line can be drawn under this matter for now. Is this the end of Iran's retaliation? Time will tell. But it is hard to see Iranian policy changing. It is presumably still going to try to secure its regional goals, not least the departure of U.S. forces from Iraq. The Soleimani killing has weakened the U.S. position there, but it was rocked. Get attacks from Iran's proxies, local Shia militia, against U.S. bases that formed a prelude to this recent crisis. Has the U.S. established any measure of deterrence? And if not, will Iran-inspired attack resume its due courses? What is the status of the U.S. troops in Iraq? The U.S. had around 5,000 troops in Iraq tasked with preventing a resurgence of the Iranic state group IS Daer. President Trump said on Tuesday a U.S. withdrawal of troops from Iraq would be the worst thing for the country. His comment came to the wake of a letter which the U.S. military said had been sent in error. The Iraq's prime minister which suggested that the U.S. would be repositioning forces in the country. Australian Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned that Israel could be struck back hard against any attack and said President Trump should be congratulated for acting swiftly, boldly, and resolutely in assassinating Soleimani. While Iraq's Prime Minister Abdel Mahdi urged restraint on all sides and warned that the crisis threatened a devastating out all-out war in Iraq, the region, and the world. The UK Foreign Office told the BBC, "We are urgently working to establish the facts on the ground. Our first priority is the security of British personnel." The UK has just put the Royal Navy and the military helicopters on standby amid rising tensions in the Middle East, Defense Secretary Ben Wallace said earlier. How did we get there? The assassination of Soleimani, head of the Revolutionary Guards Allied Coin Force and architect of Iranian policy in the region, on January 3rd, there was a major escalation in already deteriorating relations between Iran and the U.S. The general was regarded as a terrorist by the U.S. government, which said he was responsible for the death of hundreds of American troops and was plotting imminent attack. Iran vowed severe revenge for his death. Mr. Trump, meanwhile, warned the U.S. would respond in the event of retaliation, perhaps in a disproportionate manner. "He was a monster and is no longer a monster. He's dead," Mr. Trump said, defending his decision. "He was planning a big attack, a bad attack for us. I don't think anyone can complain about that." Millions of Iranians turned out for the commander's funeral, with mourners chanting "Death to American" and "Death to Trump." A stampede at the barrier in Soleimani's hometown, Kerman, killed 50 people and injured 200 more on Tuesday. After the event, assumed Tom Iranian officers renewed their threat of revenge. "The martyr Qassem Soleimani is more powerful now that he's dead," the Revolutionary Guards Commander-in-Chief Majdan Hossein Soleimani told the crowds. How does Iraq fit into this? Iran supports a variety of Shia militia groups in neighboring Iraq. On Friday, Soleimani just had arrived in Baghdad airport and was traveling in a convoy alongside officers from such group when their cars were hit by several U.S. missiles. Iraq now finds itself in a difficult position as an ally both of Iran and the U.S. Thousands of U.S. troops who remain in the country to assist in the broader struggle against the Sunni-like state group. But Iraq's government insists the U.S. has acted beyond the terms of its agreement. Prime Minister Adil Abdel Mahdi labeled the missile strike that killed Soleimani as a brazen violation of Iraq's sovereignty and a blatant attack on the nation's dignity.